Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071. Saturday afternoon, it's a sideline view with live and local sport through until 6. And a standalone game completes round 6 of the Bendigo Football Netball League this afternoon. It's on at QEO, starts around about 20 past 2. And it's a clash between, of course, Sandhurst and Eagle Hawk. On the line is the Sandhurst coach, Ash Connick. Good afternoon, Ash. How are you?
G'day, mate. How are you? Yeah, I'm good.
That's good to hear, mate. So round 6, you guys have got the spotlight this afternoon. I think it's the fifth game to complete round 6. You're up against Eagle Hawk as part of the Pat Cronin Foundation feature match at QEO. Tell me, Ash, how have you seen the season to date for Sandhurst?
Yeah, we had a slow start. Our sort of practice matches didn't quite go as planned, with a little bit of illness and some COVID mixed in there and a couple of other things. And, yeah, we're probably a fraction underdone coming into the season match fitness-wise. And, played a couple of the, Gisborne and Strath sort of straight up, and we dropped a couple early and sort of put us back on our heels a little bit. But yeah, the last two games have been sort of back to the footy that we think we can play, and this week's really important. We can even the ledger on wins and losses if we can get over the line.
When things don't quite go to plan, do you go back to the drawing board and have a look at, the style, or do you just, is it business as usual week in, week out and sticking with the systems?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we've sort of put in place the way we wanted to play for a few years now, and we're each pre-season we just try and get a little bit better at it, and you tinker with things here and there, but the way you want to play doesn't change too much. You're just really looking for better execution, getting a little bit of match fitness into some players, and players becoming a little bit more accustomed to the roles they're given. And yeah, pleasingly, they've done that the last couple of weeks, and hopefully it continues again. But, we're pretty consistent with the way we play.
Speaking of match fitness and fitness in general, we know there's still a lot of COVID in the community, quite a fair bit of flu, I believe, around the place as well. How's the list holding up, when you take that into consideration, and also with injuries?
Yeah, well, it's I guess every player's pretty much in the same boat in that injury-wise, body-wise, we've played, prior to this season starting, I think there was 11 games last year and none the year before. So a little bit of soreness comes into it just from that lack of sort of match, just that preparedness, that the hardness and the knocks on your body and all that sort of stuff. COVID-wise, it hit us a little bit pre-season, but touch wood, it hasn't so far during the season proper. We had some flu go through the club just prior to the Golden Square, so just prior to last match, where a couple of the boys got it either before the game or they were sort of recovering from it and played or missed, and then one or two sort of got it last week when we had the bye. So yeah, it's been a bit of a juggling act, and every club, we're not on our own. There's a lot that have gone through that this year with injury, illness, and obviously COVID. So it's, we're all pretty flexible now. We just get on with it.
This afternoon at QEO, you come up against Eagle Hawk on 3 wins. I think you guys are on 2 wins. So, not a lot of space in the two teams on the ladder, certainly. Do you know much about Eagle Hawk, and how do you see that playing out this afternoon? What are their strengths and weaknesses?
It should be a really good game. Eagle Hawk have been a good side for a long time now. Really well coached. They've got some really, their top-level talent is as good as anyone. So, their midfield is their strength, but they've got certainly some capable goal kickers and a really good solid defence. And the way they play is really difficult to defend. And they're a good side. So, I think it'll be a really good game, and hopefully we've got our noses in front when the siren goes.
From what you've seen this year, can anyone knock off Gisborne or Strathfield, say?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We were really disappointed to drop round one against Gisborne at Gisborne, and we felt we had control of that game for a long period of time, and we sort of fell away in the last quarter a little bit, just with a little bit of lack of legs, and Yeah, so we walked away that from that game, you know, disappointed that we didn't get over the line. And then similar story round two. We thought we'd hit the front in the last quarter against Strath, and unfortunately they were hit a couple of late goals, and that one got away from us as well. So yeah, I think they can. Golden Square has shown some really good form, and they've dropped the last couple. But they'd be confident of their chances. I think it's there's no doubt Gisborne have been the pace setters, I would think that the next few sides under them are certainly not giving the season away.
Ash, I apologise. I didn't realise you guys got so close in round one and two. So yeah, it was almost doable, is what you're saying.
Oh, look, anyone can be beaten. I mean, as I said, they've been the pace setters so far. But yeah, it's a long season, and you know, you never know what can happen sort of between now and then. And from our perspective, we'll just keep trying to get better every week and see where that gets us. I've always, you know, been a big believer, you finish where you deserve, but and that'll be the same with us. But yeah, we certainly respect Gisborne greatly, but we think that if we can get things right, we can challenge them for sure.
Finally, this we're all aware of the tragedy surrounding Pat Cronin those years ago now, but that tragedy has turned into, in many ways, a positive with the Pat Cronin Foundation and, of course, the feature game this afternoon with you guys and Eagle Hawk. And we just urge everyone to head along to QEO. Watch some great local footy, the only game, as I said, in the BFNL, but also to support the Pat Cronin Foundation.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great cause. Young Pat was 19, I think, when he lost his life in, a scene that, unfortunately, is probably played out in lots of places of a Friday and Saturday night when young people go out, and I've got young boys myself, and it's an absolute tragedy. But hopefully, well, some good has come out of it with this foundation. So it's a great cause that his family's involved in, and good way to remember him.
Mate, I better let you go. The game's just about to get underway at QEO, so good luck to you guys up against Eagle Hawk this afternoon in the final game of round six of Bendigo Football Netball League. Thanks for joining us on the sideline, View Ash.
Pleasure, mate. Anytime.